following program contains thoughts and opinions that do not necessarily reflect the views of Rough Edge Studios. But then again, they might. Gas prices are high. The evening news is grim. It seems that people are struggling harder than ever just to make a simple living. Looking for somebody to sugarcoat it all and make it seem all better? Marcus Redmond isn't that guy. He tells it like it is, here on Life According to Marcus.
All right, that's got to at least put a smile on your face.
That's pretty fucking good. It's a good opening.
Is that the show?
It's a solid opening.
Is that the show?
What, the opening?
Yeah.
No, like, we got to actually do a show. You know, we got to actually do stuff.
Well, I thought maybe we could spend the next half hour napping.
You can't nap, dude.
No?
No, cannot nap. There's too much to be done.
All right, like you have your closing revolt, you know, your revolt thing.
Right, yes.
Well, I got my opening.
Which is?
Bubba's in the house.
Oh, Jesus. Now we're done. That's
the
end of the show.
Thank you.
That's the end of the show.
Okay.
Really? Bubba in the house?
Bubba's in the house.
Really?
He is.
What do you want, happy pills? What the hell happened to you? Did you get laid? What happened?
No, I just, you know, you get kicked in the balls enough, you just don't care after a while.
Is that what happens?
And you smile all the time.
And it makes you say things like, Bubba's in the house.
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, being a redneck makes me say that.
Oh, with the redneck shit again. You're not a... Fuck it, you're a redneck, whatever. I don't care. So, what do you got for me this week? What am I pissed off about?
I was just going to ask you, what's going on? You look like you've been run through the mill.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you look like that every week, but you look tired this week.
I am tired this week. There's just not enough. There's not enough shit to go through the shit. Is what I'm saying. I got too many fucking things to do, and I don't have enough. I need more of me. Like I'm the person when the shit goes down and everybody's like fucking, you know, oh god, I don't know what to do. Then I'm the fucking guy, right? Everybody comes to me and it's like, oh, it's fucked up. And so then, you know, I tell them shit and then they don't listen to me, and then I tell them shit again and they don't listen to me, and then I tell them the same shit again and they don't listen to me, and then they finally fucking listen to me, and then it works, and then it's like, why didn't you tell me sooner? It's like, bitch, I told you like 1,000 fucking times. Because you have like shit in your ear and you can't hear things, that's not my fucking fault. So I need a me, is what I'm saying. Like there's I got the folks to come to me to figure out what the fuck, and then I need a me. I have no me. There's no me for me to go to, is the thing. Is what I'm saying.
Oh, you need a me.
Yes.
So that you can go to the me.
Right.
So the me can tell you what to do.
Right.
Like you tell everybody else what to do.
Boom. Yes. Yes, that's what I need.
I don't know what's scarier.
What?
The fact that I understood what you just said.
Based on what it is that I've done and what I do, I should be I should have more shit. I should have a yacht in Miami right now.
I was going to say, is that the operative word for money?
I know, but like everything, like I should have a yacht in Miami right now. Like right now, this very moment, I should be doing this show from a yacht in Miami, like a really big fucking yacht, like a P. Diddy size yacht.
Then we'd be like in a really undisclosed location.
No, we'd be in Miami. Didn't you hear me? I just said we'd be in Miami on a yacht. next to you already blew all of that. Everybody knows what the fuck's going on. All like what? What do we got? 5, 3? How many people are listening to this fucking thing? None?
Right now.
Perfect.
We're late.
Well, fuck them. I don't give a fuck. Fuck them. We're here. The fucking. What do you want? What's the problem, people? What do you need? What do you want from me? Yeah, give me your fucking problems. What do you want?
We're here, but they didn't know we were going to be here because they thought we were going to be here at another time. And so now that we're here, I didn't tell them that we were going to be here later than what we were going to be here at.
What the fuck are you talking about? What's going on?
I think we're at a different time.
What's our time frame? When's the show? What time? What's the time?
One.
What time? So what is it? Oh, well, is that the show time is one? I thought it was 1:30. One?
Is it 1:30?
I thought so. I know we did it earlier last week. We did like a special 11 o'clock whatever, and then this week is I thought it was at 1:30. I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't know.
You know what? The show is on when the show is on.
That's what I'm saying. Fuck them.
That's right.
If they want to listen to shit, you know, listen at your own risk whenever you want. That's why they call them podcasts.
That's right.
Fuck you guys.
Okay. So we're in a an FU state.
You've heard the show before, right? This is special? Is this like a special day is what you're asking?
Is this a national holiday?
Yeah, is it like National Fuck You Day? No, this is just what I do. This is, you
That's
know.
Every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, fucking, fuckity fuck fuck. I don't care, whatever.
Yeah, see, now you have the exact opposite problem of what I have.
Which is?
You say people come to you and they ask you what to do and you tell them and they don't do it and da-da-da-da-da.
Right.
Well, I can't get people to come to me.
People won't show up to you?
No. They say they will.
Right.
But then they never do.
They won't do the thing?
No. So it's like I got promises up the yin-yang.
That's a big fucking problem. With people in general, I'm noticing now, it's something that I like to call the overpromise. People are so scared to not know something that they'll overpromise shit to you, and they know they're full of shit. They know they're lying, but it's more important to them to look like they know more than they do, or at least know more than you do. And that's a bullshit move.
Yeah, but if people are overpromising, it's because they're saying, hey, yeah, you know what, I'll come and I'll help you build this wall, or I'll come and I'll put up this roof, or
right.
And then they never do.
Right.
So that's not necessarily knowing more than me. That's just saying they're going to do something that they don't ever actually end up doing.
Well, that's what I mean. It's like a perception. It's like the perception is more important. That's our basic problem. That's our basic societal problem. Our societal problem in this country, I don't know if it is in other countries, probably, I don't know, people are fucked up, but...
Not in Canada.
No, not in Canada.
Okay.
That's where I should fucking go. I should go to fucking Canada. Honest to God, dude, this whole fucking fucked up society is fucking with me. I think I should probably go to Canada. Bottom line is this. People are way more concerned about their goddamn perceptions than they are about what actually is going on. They would rather have you perceive this like fake life of theirs than actually connect with another person and actually draw true strength from another person.
So they'd rather perceive that they're going to be helpful.
Yeah. They'd rather you perceive that.
Yeah.
They want to know. They want you to think of them. That's what all the social media shit's about. It's not about fucking, you know, people have the 1,005. Nobody's got 5,000 fucking friends. This is stupid. 5,000 people. You know 5,000 people will show up. Yay, I'm going to have a party. 5,000 people will show up? No.
Michael Jackson's got 8 million friends.
He's dead. See what I'm saying? It's perception. It's bullshit. The whole thing is bullshit. People put these fucking pictures of themselves up, you know, and these fucking selfies, and they're all like, ah, look at me, and they hold up some sign or they hold up a fucking drink and shit, you know, like their life is so fucking grand, and behind them is like the fucking bank coming to collect their shit. You know what I mean? But it's like everybody wants everybody to perceive them as being, you know, these wonderful, grand people that have these amazing lives, and don't you wish you were living my life? When, you know, it's just, it's stupid. We don't care about actual connect anymore in this society. We only care about what we want people to think, and it's the ruination of our culture as a human race. We're all going to be fucking idiots behind a goddamn phone staring at nothing.
Well, that's what kills me, is it's like, when did we all become so important that we can't miss that phone call? So much so that we'll even take it on the John. Well, because, you know, the president might be calling me.
Right, exactly.
He might need my advice.
Yeah, it's sad, because the technology itself, people like to blame technology for this shit. It's not technology's fault. Somebody somewhere with a huge fucking brain who was incredibly smart and creative came up with this amazing technology that could be used for good. And I guess it is. Sometimes it gets used. Some people do good shit, you know, but most of the time it's a goddamn cat chasing a fucking fly or some shit. I don't know what the fuck people put on it. It's just stupid. It's just a bunch of stupid, stupid shit all over this fucking wired connection of internet shit. It's shit. It's a bunch of shit.
So we got shit in our wallets. We got shit in our social media.
Yes. We're shitty people.
We got shit on the brain.
Yep. It's fucked up. Nobody gives a fuck anymore about anything. They say they do, but they really fucking don't. And then nobody has any fucking thought anymore. Nobody has any actual thought of their own. You know, people are putting up quotes. Maya Angelou just died, right? So
who?
Seriously, really, really? You're gonna whatever. Fuck it. I don't care. Some black chick you don't know just died. And you know, now, like, everybody's posting these fucking memes of, you know, this quote of hers with pictures of her. Like, they fucking care. Like they actually give a shit. You know, these are the same people talking about, I'm on a boat, bitch, like last week. But now all of a sudden they're like these, you know, introspective fucking people quoting about Maya Angelou. I don't even know if she actually said that shit in the fucking quote. There's no, I don't know if there's proof. I don't think anybody even cares whether she actually said the shit or not. It's just a pretty picture with a fucking quote on it, and the quote's kind of meaningful. It's basically pop psychology, whatever the fuck, but people put it on, make themselves feel important, like they give a fuck about Maya Angelou, when I'm quite sure that 99% of those people, just like you, have no fucking idea who she is. It's just stupid. It's just dumb. People did the same shit when Nelson Mandela died. They put it, oh my God, oh Nelson Mandela. Oh, no, you didn't give a fuck about Nelson Mandela. The dude was in fucking prison for 20 years. Where the fuck were you? Jacking off to Michael Jackson, whatever the fuck you were doing. Nobody gave a fuck. You know what I mean? Then he dies, and all of a sudden, hey, let's put it on the fucking thing. And, oh, yeah, I care. Nobody cares. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
So do you really want to get to the root of the problem?
That is the root of the problem. Nobody gives a fuck. There is no root. That's what I'm saying. It would be awesome if there actually was a root. There is no root. That we are completely shallow. We are all at the shallow end of the pool in this society.
Well, I'm,
unless Canada.
I'm proud to say that I'm not in the shallow end, because I'm drowning.
No, you just, you're in the shallow end of the pool. You just can't stand up because there's too many people in the shallow end, so you can't actually stand up.
Oh.
See? That's fucking psychology. Wow. Chew on that, bitch. Fucking listeners. Oh, fuck you guys. I don't care. So, yeah. So, it's kind of stupid.
Mom, he doesn't really mean that.
Your mom ain't listening to the show?
My mother, yes, you're correct on that.
She ain't listening to the show? Give a fuck?
My mother would be saying prayers in the corner right now if she knew I was on the show.
Prayers. Hey, what I see, somebody said, Somebody said something about prayers and wishing.
Prayers and wishing?
Yeah. Something, what was it? Somebody said, what are you doing? And the other person said, well, no, I'm just making a wish. And he said, oh, that's stupid. You may, that's, you know, there's nothing to that. And then the person that said that statement started to pray. And the person's like, well, what are you doing? Like, Mom, what are you doing, praying? He's like, well, yeah. Like, well, what's the difference between praying and wishing? You know, same fucking thing. What are you doing? I mean, I'm paraphrasing, because they probably didn't say fucking, but, you know. You know.
Well, I don't believe prayer is about praying for, I want to win the lottery, or I want peace in the world, or... I view it more as, give me the strength I need to get through all this bullshit.
See, that's better. I suppose that's better.
So
I just, I'll listen, all I know is, I don't know. I just...
All you know is you don't know.
I don't know. That's the most intelligent thing I can fucking say is that I don't know. Fuck you guys. I don't know. You know, everybody's talking about praying and shit like that, but then, you know, they won't... Well, I guess that's a whole other thing. Did we do a holiday episode yet?
Yes, we did, as a matter of fact.
This is my point.
We pretty much blew up the holidays.
They're pointless. It's stupid. It's a fucking dumb, stupid tradition. Started by pagans, by the way.
We'll have to go through the archives and find... Because I forget what the...
Which one that was?
Yes. Dumb...
Oh, Dumb Fuck Day?
Yes.
Because you wanted a ton... Yeah, Dumb Fuck Day.
That's right.
Yeah, I... It's just dumb, because it's like, whatever, I don't know. Whatever, fuck them. I don't care. I don't care. Give me a topic. Let me riff about something. What's going on in the world? What's happening? What am I?
I don't know.
I'm pissed about just about everything except for Canada. Canada's awesome.
Yeah, what pisses me off?
What?
People who think so highly of Canada.
Does that make you upset?
Yeah.
Bring it on, Bubba.
Go move to Canada.
I just might.
So.
I just might.
Well, you're obviously in a bad mood today.
Today? Have you been on this show?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But normally you're in a bad mood. Let's see. Normally you're
in a bad mood today. Normally you're in a bad mood.
Yeah, normally you are in a bad mood, but yes. you're in a bad mood where you're kind of like you're cordial about being in a bad mood. Today you're like in a bad mood.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
I'm not cordial about it?
No.
Oh.
No, cuz I think you told the listening audience about 17 times so far to
What? Nobody's fucking listening. I'm not talking to anybody.
I'm listening.
Oh. Well, I didn't mean you. There. That's cordial.
Okay.
I didn't mean you.
Thank you.
I meant other people.
Yeah.
Who do the stupid things that I talk about that annoy me. Because things annoy me. What's wrong with Canada? I don't understand why you have a problem with Canada. They got health care up there that's universal. They got super, super friendly people up there. Then, despite what people say, the beer is good. You know Canada's the friendliest country on the planet. You know that?
Best place. If I go to Canada and somebody says that they're going to put up a wall or they're going to help me mud or tape or something like that, they'll actually come and do it?
You got an 85% chance better in Canada than you do here. Canadian, it's recorded. The best country in the world to start over is in Canada because there's more opportunity for social situations, more opportunities to network, more opportunities for employment. It's just and it's also documented as the friendliest country on the planet.
All right. So, are you in favor of socialism?
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Okay. Are you in favor of the government providing for everything, like healthcare and
No, what I'm in favor of is this is what I'm in favor of.
Okay.
I'm in favor of a government not saying you are required to have health care, and if you don't get it, I'm going to fine you for not having it. That's what the fuck I'm in favor of.
Okay.
Canada don't do that. There's a country that does do that. You might know about it. You live in it. So there's that. So I'm not in favor of that shit. What I would like to have is a country where people are actually fucking friendly and they do what the fuck they say they're going to do and they actually support the shit that's important. We don't support important shit in this country. We don't support anything in this fucking country. We don't give a fuck.
No, we're shallow.
We're all in the shallow end of the pool. That's what I'm saying. Canada is a better fucking country. Yeah. Yeah. It's a shallow. We are a shallow culture and society. And, you know, this whole bullshit about the American dream, everybody's always yelling about it. It exists, just not in America.
Well, there's only one problem with Canada. Nobody's in the pool because it's frozen over.
That's the dumbest fucking American joke ever about Canada. If anybody in Canada actually ends up listening to this show, don't listen to Bubba. He don't know shit about your country. Your country is amazing. Don't ever leave it. And don't let us in it. The only bad thing you all did was Justin Bieber, and I don't even blame y'all for that. I blame Usher for that. Because all Justin Bieber did was put himself on YouTube. Usher was the idiot that thought it was good and brought it to the fucking world. So Justin Bieber, it's not, don't be mad at him. Be mad at Usher. It's his fucking fault. Thanks, Usher, for fucking Bieber. Fantastic. That's great. Good luck on the fucking View, ass. Stupid fucking Bieber.
Who's he?
Justin Bieber or Usher?
Usher.
Usher's some wannabe R&B singing person. I don't fucking care. I don't know. He's just another one of them black dudes that likes to hump the air and sing baby and shit, and people think it's cool. So he made a lot of money regurgitating the same shit Michael Jackson used to do when he was 8, and he found Justin Bieber, and he brought Justin Bieber to America and gave him a record deal, and that's why we have that fucking scourge on humanity now. So you don't blame, you know, Justin Bieber, he's only a problem because somebody like pointed at him and said, hey, you, come on over. So it's not necessarily Bieber that we should blame. It's the fucking dude that said, hey, you, come on over, which is Usher. So everybody's all pissed off at fucking Justin Bieber. They should be pissed off at fucking Usher. And by the way, Usher, that's not a fucking name. That's a title. That is a job of a person in a fucking theater or a conference room, whatever. Usher is a person that's a job. It's not a name. Get a real fucking name.
What is his real name?
Usher. That's the fucking problem. Usher is his name. It's not a name. It's like somebody named Blaine. It's not a name. Blaine. It's not a name. That's like a label of something. It's not a name. People should have names.
So his mother and father actually called him Usher.
There you go.
So we should be mad at them.
No, he's an adult. He has the power to actually change his name. If he wanted to, he could go to court and say, hey, by the way, I understand Usher is a stupid-ass fucking name, but I like to go into the world as a human, so would you please name me Rob and put it down on this fucking paper, and then he would be Rob, and everything would be cool, because that's a real name. Usher is not a fucking name. That's like be a named construction worker. It's stupid. It's a fucking title. It doesn't make any sense.
So, are you, like, angry with successful people?
No, I think successful people are great. I'm angry at the fact that this dickhead named Justin Bieber is part of the world now because of some other moron named Usher who brought him to us.
So what bothers you so much about Justin Bieber?
What doesn't? Are you aware of what this...
I have all boys.
Okay.
They pay no attention to him.
Okay.
Unless they were gay.
Okay.
Which I don't think any of them are yet.
Right. I'm totally missing the thing.
I don't pay any attention to Justin Bieber.
Good. Don't.
Unless he's going to give me some money.
You don't want to know anything. I am doing you a favor by not elaborating, because this way you're one of the lucky ones that you don't know anything about this person.
I know he likes to throw eggs at his neighbor.
And several other stupid things. So the less you know, the better. I'm saving okay. you. You don't All want right. to know.
All right.
You're not part of the scourge. Be happy that you're drowning in the shallow end of the pool, because if you were standing up, you'd be aware of them, and it would just be even worse. So you're good. I'm not even going to Why would I do that to you? That would be me doing an injustice to you by making you aware of another piece of shit. You got enough piece of shit in your life, right? There's all kinds of shit going on. You don't need extra shit.
My wallet's full of shit.
Well, there you go. Why would I give you more shit to put on your brain? You don't need extra shit. You already got enough shit to deal with, so I won't give you more shit.
But I thought we had earlier identified shit as being money.
What show are you on? What are you... What are you talking about? Shit is everything.
It's everything.
Shit is everything.
Okay.
Shit is everything. It's shitty people. It's shitty money. It's shitty things. It's shitty environment. It's shitty food. It's shitty. Everything is shite, as the Irish like to say. Or is that the Scottish? I don't know. I don't care. Whatever.
So I want to know what's really bothering you.
What show are you on? I'm telling you. We're talking about the. I think
we're beating around the bush. I don't know that I've gotten to the heart of what's bothering you.
Beating around the bush. That's so nasty.
I never identified whose bush.
That's even nastier.
Okay.
That's because now it's unisex. No, it's shitty. I told you everything. What do you want from me? This is the thing. People, you know, I need to figure out a way to get to Canada is what it is. That's the problem. I just got to go to Canada. I get to Canada, everything will work itself out.
Now, I thought you had a movie lined up to go into to work with somebody in Canada.
No, not in Canada. Well, maybe. We'll see. Working on it still. We're still trying to piece the stuff together, but I am branching. I'm looking at New Hampshire in the fall with a lovely group of people. That's going to be in October. And then after that, I'm looking at hopefully being in Cape Town, South Africa.
You do realize that there's a group of people in this listening audience that have no clue as to where New Hampshire even is.
Good. Then they won't be there. Fucking with me.
As far as they know, it's probably in Canada.
Great. Awesome. I hope they go to Canada and leave me the fuck alone. Well, so no, I can make my movie.
If they go to Canada, then they'll be where you're going to, where you want to go, and then they'll ruin it.
That's a good point, too. New Hampshire is in Germany. So go to Germany if you want to go. That's where that is.
So
New Hampshire in October. Is this wood?
Yes, it's wood.
Cape Town.
Have wood right now too.
Oh,
because you excite me.
Isn't that nice? Cape Town in, like, I guess early 2015. And West Virginia for the third film in June 2015.
I didn't hear anything about Venice.
Oh, well, yeah, Venice is still going down. It's probably going to be pushed to fall of next year. There was some restructuring that needed to be done, and another project called Good Clean Fun really sort of took off in a flurry up in New Hampshire. So I had to restructure things just in terms of, like, you know, financing and people involved and casts and stuff like that. So now Good Clean Fun kind of got pushed to the front of the pile. Civic Standard, which will be in Venice, that will be later on, probably next year, 2015 fall.
Now, see, that's one of the things that really annoys me, is all these people getting you all pumped up and psyched about something. And you start riding that wave.
Right.
And then you find out that they were full of shit about it.
Well, you know what? In this, you know, in entertainment, it's the nature of the beast. It's the nature of things. Unfortunately, we don't make toilet paper. You know what I mean? It's like these are subjective products that we create and sell. So it all depends on what people feel would be valuable or profitable, and it's all based off of conjecture and opinion. You know toilet paper is going to work because everybody's getting to wipe their ass. Until we stop shitting, toilet paper is going to be in high demand. So it's a smart investment. You understand where it's going to go. Nobody ever knows what any movie will do. The Other Woman was supposed to be a flop. It was horrible, but it made like $190 million or something stupid. So you never know. So, you know, it's nature of the beast.
All right, well, we're about out of time.
Oh, is that it? Are we done?
We're pretty much done.
All right, cool. Well, here's what I say, folks. If you actually end up listening to this show and wasted the whole half hour listening, if you want your shit to be better, fucking revolt. Don't let this government dictate to you anything. Don't let anybody dictate anything to you. Just revolt.
Sounds like we need to revolt amongst society, not just the government.
Yeah, but you got to start there.
Okay.
You got to get to. You got to get society together. You need a common enemy. The common enemy is society. So we should actually all turn on each other, really. Because we're all bullshit.
Power to the people.
Fuck the people.
Okay.
This has been a Rough Edge Studios production.